David, the title of the play is borrowed from Tatum's nickname, which was The Assassin, which he earned as an All-American safety at Ohio State. He was famous for his tackling. This particular tackle that the play is based on, you grew up as a football fan. Do you remember the tackle?
I do remember it. I was an Eagles fan and a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I lived in Philadelphia, grew up there, and I remember when it happened. It was a preseason game in 1978. I remember for the first time realizing how damaging football could be to someone's body. I think I knew it innately, but until I saw that hit and they had to carry this poor man off of the field, I think it hit me on a different level than it had previously.
This obviously stayed with you. When did this start for you, playing the assassin?
It started in 2010, and I was reading through the New York Times, and on the front page, I saw the obituary of Jack Tatum, and he was 61 when he died. Toward the end of his life, he'd suffered from diabetes. He'd lost part of one of his legs, at least. And the title of the obituary really struck me. It said, Jack Tatum, whose tackle-paralyzed player, dies at 61. And he was far more than that, as all of us are, more than that one event that we're not so proud of. And that really struck me. It touched me. And I read on, and I learned that the men had not reconciled all those years later. There was never a mea culpa. There was never a connection between them, as far as we knew. And so therein, for me, was the seed of a play. For me, a play is often about unfinished business. And so as a playwright, in my imagination, I can kind of try to finish that business. And that's kind of the fun part, because I get to fill in those gaps, those imagined gaps. And so I changed the names because I really didn't want it to be about these two men directly. I wanted to speak to things hopefully a little bit broader than that, about redemption and about legacy and about pride and about that thing we're remembered for. So, you know, the story was just the inspiration. But to be honest, I knew right from the beginning I didn't want it to be about these men, because I have very limited insight into what they experienced. But I knew I could kind of fill in some of those gaps in my imagination and write it out.
It can't feel too terrible that the New York Times reviewed your play. They said that the show raises a lot of questions, not just about the dangers of professional sports in general, but the way Americans are conditioned to view manhood. Is that something that was on your mind when you were writing, or is that just the reviewer?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, a lot of this stuff I don't consciously think of. The play formed, as I mentioned, because of this event. It was inspired by this event. And so the Jack Tatum-like character kind of came first. And in my mind, this was a guy who was looking for some sort of redemption. It's too strong a word. It's a little bit overused. But he was looking for something. Maybe he wasn't even sure what it was. And then another guy walked into the room. And it's not mystical or anything, but I like plays that are large, but I like plays that are small. And in this one, I could tell that it was going to be an intimate play, and that we had this one character, this old retired football player, he's not that old, and this younger man. And I wasn't sure who the younger man was at first. So, yeah, I mean, with guys in the play, you know that in some level it's going to be about manhood and what that all means. And not that I think about it on a regular basis. I'm a man. I live in a household full of women. So maybe that was in my mind as well. I've got my teenage daughter. I've got my wife. I've got three female cats. So I'm the only guy. So maybe I felt like I needed to write a little bit about manhood. But it was mostly about this event, this tragic event that occurred. It could have been men. It could have been women. It could have been a combination of the two. It's great that the reviewer saw that in there, because I think that is in there. But I don't go into it writing saying, here are the themes that I'm interested in. It's more about the story. It's more about the characters. It's more about what happens. And it usually starts for me with questions. Why did this happen this way? Why couldn't it have happened another way? And that becomes kind of the thread that I kind of follow as I write the first draft of the play.
In the real-life version of this story, the two men did not reconcile. They never met again after the tackle.
That's right. They did not. And one thing I also knew early on was I wanted a Tatum-like character, but I really wasn't interested in a Stingley-like character, because his tragedy, of course, was that he became a quadriplegic after this. And, of course, tragedy for him, for his family. I can't even imagine how devastating that must be. But I thought that on stage it wouldn't work, because I wanted it to be more of a football game, if you will, kind of a level playing field. And if a man in a wheelchair comes in, it's going to be hard for an audience not to immediately see the guy who put him there as the bad guy and the man in the wheelchair as both a victim and the sympathetic character, which certainly in real life, I understand that. But dramatically speaking, I didn't want to throw the balance of the playoff right in the beginning when the man in the wheelchair is rolled in. That just seemed a little bit too much. And I wasn't sure how I would write that anyway. This was the play I knew I could write. I'm not sure how I'd write that other play.
So tell us about more in depth about these two characters that you created then.
One character is a guy named Frank Baker, played by Ezra Knight, and he is the Tatum-like character. And I had seen some interviews with Tatum, although to be honest, when I started writing it, I had not. I just kind of went on instinct, thinking of this over-the-hill football player, a man who was very good at what he did, who was kind of scary to other players, as Tatum was. He had a reputation of being a really tough guy. And so he was kind of formed in my mind because he was very much based on this real person. The other character, as I said, I wasn't sure of, and so he was much more a mystery, and he was younger. But I wasn't sure in the beginning why he was there, what he wanted, because he was more of the fictional character for me. I love history, and so it's easier for me to imagine, based on real people, I can kind of imagine what Napoleon might be like after having read a little bit about Napoleon or having some kind of experience in researching. But this other man was a mystery, so it was through the writing of the first draft that the younger man started to come into focus. And so through a series of drafts, I was able to kind of figure out who he was, what he wanted, why he acted the way he did. He was the character who had to grow and evolve because he was the mystery in the beginning, which is kind of fun because it keeps me writing and thinking. That's what happened.
And there's some very passionate, fiery exchanges between these two characters.
There is. It's two guys in a room. So, you know, people are like, two-character play, what can happen between two people? And I was trying to think of an analogy, and finally I thought, you know, when I was a kid, I watched wrestling from time to time, too, as a kid. And they had these things, I don't know if they still do, called steel cage matches. And the idea was they have this steel cage, and these two guys are in it, and somebody's going to climb out eventually, but there's going to be a lot of stuff that happens. So somebody has to escape. And that's kind of what happens in the play. It's kind of a hothouse. It's kind of a steel cage that's to some degree pressurized because of the situation. They both can't leave until they've achieved their goals. They both want something very badly, two different things, maybe 10 different things. And so they need this. This is not something they're doing just because they want to be there. There's something inside them that makes it impossible for them not to be there. They need to be here, and they need to resolve this, because if not, they're not sure that their lives can continue. So the stakes, I hope, are very high, and I think that's what audiences come to see. They want to see high stakes, and me too, when I see theater.